You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Grey's Anatomy After Show.
Heyo, and we're back.
We're back. But wait, we gotta get the theme song going. Nobody, you know, honestly, this theme song is, doesn't even fit with the show anymore because it's evolved so much.
It's,
you know,
probably why they don't play it.
It's been like 4 seasons since we've heard it on the show.
It's still amazing, and I still play it in my head.
Right, I have a remix to it. Yes, happy 2013. Bing is for doing, and we are back here at AfterBuzz TV for the Grey's Anatomy After Show. So good to be in the hot seat with you. Hello, 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 Michelle.
Hello, I'm Julie Parton, and literally I have been waiting for this moment for months. I didn't realize how much I would miss our show when we weren't on. I've been giddy all day today, getting ready to watch the show, getting ready to see you guys.
And it didn't disappoint tonight.
Absolutely, no.
It was great. Kelly is actually, she's sick, so Kelly, feel better. Get well. We'll see you next week.
And while we're on the topic, Jason had a big surgery over the break. Send good vibes his way. We're hoping for healing soon. But he's being a trooper tonight.
Yeah, because I'm in severe pain sitting. My butt hurts from sitting down for like the last 5 minutes. But Grey's Anatomy, Things We Said Today was the name of the show. And, you know, we're back from the winter hiatus. And when we left off, Bailey was getting married, of course. In typical Grey's fashion, there's always like this happy, you know, they're going to get their happy. And then something majorly tragic happens, and the tragedy was Adele.
Right. You can never be too happy on this show,
right,
or else some sort of random tragedy will strike and shock us all.
It's like, ooh, you're happy? Watch out.
Don't smile too big.
I know. Don't take too much Prozac.
Right.
You might be happy. So Adele comes in, you know, she's coughing up blood. And, you know, Julie, is it me or did Adele cough up blood last season or a couple of seasons ago? She came in, I think.
I feel like she's been coughing up blood every season since she started having problems with her health.
Yeah, Marissa's like, yeah, she's coughed up blood, she's almost lost an arm, she's had a heart attack. Adele's just
not... I
think
she fell off a ladder one
right.
time.
She's not the picture of health in Seattle, even though, you know, poor thing. But Adele comes in, coughing up blood, and of course, I mean, that's Chief Weber's, she's family to everyone there. Mm-hmm. So Bailey, being as close to the chief as she is, takes the reins and forget about her being married. She's got to save Adele.
Not only forget about her being married, she forgot she was getting married that day. She completely blanked out, whipped that dress off, was wearing some sort of little undergarment, and forgot from that point on.
And was like, makeup done, hair done, in the OR, ready to go. And there we are. So fast forward to tonight's episode. We are at the wedding. People are waiting. You know, obviously they know what's going on. She told the guests, and, you know, eat, be merry, drink. You know, we'll be back after these messages.
And I loved the wedding setup.
Yeah, the Christmas wedding.
I think it was the prettiest wedding I've seen yet on the show.
And it was fitting for this time of year. You know, and when we first heard that it was going to be a Christmas wedding, we were thinking, what? Okay.
I guess I was picturing more cheesy red and green. I wasn't picturing being so bright and lovely.
And glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that everyone looked so stellar. I mean, the beauty that was emanating from the TV screen, my eyes just couldn't handle it. All the interns look great. The attendings look great. Kepner, beauty queen, cleaned up quite nice.
I think Jason would like the show better if everybody came to the hospital every day to operate, done and dressed up to the nines.
And all the ladies had smoky eye. I love girls with smoky eye. It's so hot. So we're at the wedding, and, you know, things are going, you know, people are hanging out, whatever. But amidst the wedding festivities, we have all these different caveats. We have Arizona and Cali going through their relationship drama there, too. And, you know, they're having some kind of issues, a disconnect, so to speak, this week. And also Owen and Christina.
Yeah, we start out the beginning of the episode. Apparently, they decided to ditch the wedding and hang out on the couch together under a pink sheet.
Yes. First of all, their love scenes are just way too inappropriate, I think. I mean, his hand was on her butt, and then the kissing noises, I hate that.
Okay, the kissing noises I hate, but you always comment how much you think that they're an attractive couple.
Well, they are an attractive couple, but it's just together. But their sex scenes are just, I guess I can't sexualize Yang. I can't see her being a sexual being, I guess.
Maybe it's... I agree. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they're hardly ever in a normal situation.
It's always turmoil, right?
Well, I mean, no, they're not. I mean, they're not like in a bedroom.
Oh.
They're typically like in a strange place in the hospital.
Well,
yeah.
Julie, I mean, he did try to choke her.
I know.
I'm sorry. Ugh. The bedroom's kind of off limits.
Yeah. Well, anyway, back to the drama that's happening at the hospital. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Because Adele's there. There's nobody there to help her except Bailey, and then the chief can't because it's his wife.
Right.
And so Meredith, hearing this, tags out. I'm the general surgeon. I'll go see if I can help her and maybe get her back to her wedding.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Meredith, because for the last 8 seasons, she's been an intern, and now mm-hmm. she's like, well, I'm the general surgeon.
I know. I like that,
Meredith,
too.
I'm Dr. Meredith Gray.
She just stormed off in her gorgeous red
gown.
Like,
I'll be back. I'll come back. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
It was great.
So she goes back there, and then amidst of all of this happening, Crowan decides that they should probably hit up the wedding. And then these bikers drive in, followed by an ambulance, and I know it's going to be an exciting episode. And the guy says, it was kind of inappropriate, but he's like, you're just going to stay on there with your junk in your hands, or you're going to help us?
Nice.
And so I feel like these guys had more masculinity than Owen, and he just wasn't even used to it.
Right. Well, and Owen's hyper-masculine. Yeah. So for these dudes to be like, he's like, whoa.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if after this episode he decides to try a motorcycle.
Right. He's like, I got my balls cut off. I'm swearing by this biker dude, and I got to find a way to, you know, recuperate. Anyway, so yeah, but that, I feel like the biker situation wasn't that big a deal as far as, because normally, and in the history of Grey's, the patients have really been the intensity or the thrill of the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now this season and even last season, they have really moved away from that and focused on the doctors and the characters now and their drama, because it's not as balanced. It's more doctor heavy than patient heavy.
I could agree, but I would say I wouldn't watch the show. I wouldn't like the show if it weren't for the patients.
Well, yeah. Well, they bring in.
That's what makes it interesting. That's what makes the whole world go around at the hospital. That's why they do what they do.
Right.
So I love those stories. I'm really intrigued. And the bikers.
What kind of names? Who?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So what happened is a biker gang driving along the road. One fell down. They all sort of fell down. They called it bowling for bikers.
Right.
And then they had this mass trauma, called everybody away from the wedding, gotta help these bikers.
And they had one biker, the lady, who I guess was the leader, named Gasoline.
I know, right? It was funny when Yang came up and called her real name, and then went down, she's like, Gasoline. She really just approached it as awkwardly as we all felt.
Right. And the lady owned it. She's like, it's gasoline. can I be kerosene, you know?
I know.
random. But she, you know, needed to have a
At first, I was really impressed that you knew what that was called, and then you just stumbled over it. Try one more time, Jason.
Cardioparenthesis.
Yay!
I know. I'm sorry. It's late, you guys. It's the drugs. It's the opiates I'm taking for the pain. And because she had fluid around her heart and she needed to have it drawn out. And the lady was like, no, I'm not going to do that until I see the guy who saved our life or something of that.
She was trying. We all thought that she was trying to find the guy that caused the accident to beat him down or something.
Because they stick together.
No, because he was an outsider.
Right.
Yeah. And so we thought that they were going to take him down because he took down the gang. But it was all misleading. It wasn't really that. It turns out she had an emotional attachment to Stuart. I thought it was a sweet moment.
It was a sweet moment. And poor Stuart's arm.
I know. Nasty.
Like,
one of my least favorite things they've shown on there.
Right.
Ugh. Any close-ups of nasty body stuff, I have to turn away.
So moving along, we digress from the bikers because, yeah, Adele.
Yes.
She's on the table. And like you said, Chief Weber's watching. He can't participate. So he's co-signing, what I like to call co-signing, from the gallery. He's actually telling Bailey and Meredith what to do because they're running out of options to save her life. And it's so funny watching. I think watching Chief Weber now, he's so disconnected from Adele in a way. Since Catherine Avery's come, Jackson's mother, mm-hmm. that whole energy with that those two characters is just almost so like Adele is a burden to him now.
Well, I mean, I think that's what the show was trying to make us feel, because anytime somebody in your family suffers a mental illness, especially dementia, they are removed from who they used to be. Yeah. That's not the same person that you used to know.
Right.
And the guy, the hospital owner, came and Richard said, "You told me to stop visiting." And he said, "I didn't tell you to stop visiting altogether."
Right.
He almost punched him out, didn't. Meredith saved him. But I think Richard really realized in that moment that he had moved on.
Right.
And he felt like Adele was in her place being happy as well. And then we find out today she wasn't.
Well, health-wise, she wasn't. But,
right,
but
yeah.
Jules, you have a great point. And it's so funny watching the show. And you know, like you said, we become so attached to these characters. And Chief Webber has been one of the characters I've come to love because of everything he's gone through. You know, he's really gotten a bad rap, being a homewrecker, an alcoholic, losing his job, you know, and then to come back from that and then have his wife, the love of his life, I mean, he does love Adele, have her end up, it's like this weird karma. You know, the lady, your mistress had Alzheimer's. Your wife has Alzheimer's. And now you've been dragged through the mud and she's going to die. And he's just like, I'm just done. Like, he's more human, I guess. And tonight really just drove home that he was like, you know what? It is what it is. Like, she's on her way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I remember whenever we heard that development in the first place, I thought, really? She has Alzheimer's too? Because it's not that common.
Right. Well, like we said, people either have a bowel obstruction on Grays, they have cancer or Alzheimer's.
Right.
You know, she has a perfed bowel. Of course, a bowel obstruction. Or his abdomen's rigid. You know, there's always these
So things. Everybody has something wrong with it.
Right.
I just, that to happen to her, too. I felt like that disease had gotten its time in the limelight.
With Ellis.
Yeah.
But, I mean, leave it to Shonda to write a powerful ending for Adele, which we'll talk about in a few. Moving along, relationships. You know, Grey's Anatomy, for what it's worth, has some really dynamic relationship dynamics.
Yes.
You know, and I love the interns. These new interns are kicking ass.
You hated them.
I did.
I loved them. And I feel stoked about it. You and Kelly just did not want to get to know
I should have listened. I should have listened because they are everything. These interns are great. And, you know, over the break, I watched a couple of episodes, previous episodes from this season, just to make sure that I was feeling what I was feeling. And I'm feeling all of them. Edwards, Joe, Leah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
It was funny tonight whenever they were talking, she said, "Don't do that. That's what Leah would do." She's like, "Oh, yeah."
Or when Joe's fake crying with Karev.
So that was a weird moment. They had not just a love triangle, but it was like six people involved.
Yeah.
Because April and Avery love each other, but they brought dates to the wedding to try to keep each other away from each other. And then Joe and Karev, after having this huge fight, ended up blind dating each other. So there was these three couples, nobody who wanted to be together. And we sort of saw how that unfolded over the night. It was very Three's Company plus several people.
And what's really cool about Grey's is the interracial relationships. And, you know, a lot of people online, I've gotten some tweets and emails from people who are like, really, they want to know why I'm so for interracial relationships. Not that they were against them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just adds that much more spice and that much more beauty to the show. And tonight, Shane and Kepner, you know, which was funny because he thought that she was trying to sleep with him.
Yeah, he thought she was all over him and he was really bothered by it.
And he was like, "No, I'm not going to be that guy." And he was very astute about it too, Jules. "I'm not going to be that guy that sleeps his way to the top
of
a career."
He's such a dork.
Yeah.
He's just always in his own world. He's never doing the cool thing.
Never.
He's always being a weenie, which is hard because he smashed me and Smash would not behave that way.
You know, and Kepner was totally like, "What? Do you think I'm sexually harassing you?"
I know.
You?
I was trying to be kind.
Right. I was trying to do you a solid, homie.
And then Joe and Karev really connected over their white trash lineage.
Yeah.
They just traded horror stories about their childhood.
Some which were not true.
Sob story after the next. And, I mean, it's really obvious that they're driving these two people together. And I'm not a fan. You liked it, but I just don't think that they're good. It reminds me of Izzy. I wanted to see something new.
How does it remind you of Izzy?
Everything about that character is like Izzy. We've talked about this before. She looks like Izzy. She had a bad upbringing like Izzy. She's just a little bit emotional, but still a good doctor. I don't know. The curly hair, the high voice, it just... I don't like it. I don't think it's new. I don't think it's fresh. And of all the interns, she's probably my least favorite.
Yeah, I would love to see Karev get his happy ending, though, because, I mean, every girl he's dated has been a nutcase. Ava / Rebecca, I mean, tried to slit her, you know, had a hysterical pregnancy. Izzy leaves him, goes back to Chehalis. Poor Karev. No wonder he's a douchebag, because he's bitter and angry. No woman wants to stay with him.
Probably because he's like that.
Yeah.
I want Karev to have his happy ending, too. But I saw it more with that other intern who had a kid.
I
even saw more potential of being interested in that relationship than I do this one.
But she wasn't cute, though.
I know, right? I did like the casting of her, though. She seemed super real.
Well, she was a doctor, and mm-hmm. we got to know her as a doctor that was very into her craft before the baby, before Tommy, before all that. But I like Joe because Joe was very easy on the eyes, so there you go. And then we have Avery and Edwards. Edwards, I think, first of all, looks stunning in this episode. I'm glad they gave her the nice weave, laid it down.
Yeah, great. Her without her glasses is a big difference. Some girls can pull off glasses sexy. She just looks better without them.
Yeah, she was definitely a heartthrob. She's probably my most favorite intern this season because she reminds me of a nice Yang. Yang is my favorite character on Grey's.
Okay.
So Edwards is very, you know, about being a great doctor. You know, she's kind of timid. She doesn't step out of her bounds, but she's quirky and fun. And when they're talking in the dumpster, behind the dumpster, you know, she opens up, and you can tell that they all care about each other, and they're all friends. But I think the chemistry between her and Avery is going to be smoking hot.
Well, apparently she's had a crush on him for a long time.
Well, duh. I mean, look at him.
But why would she choose this moment to go ahead and go for it when she knows that they just broke up?
Whatever.
She knows that this is a rebound.
Some people like rebound.
Maybe she's not interested in him as a boyfriend. Maybe she's just interested in him because he's stunning in most every way.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a bad shot of Avery ever.
I was surprised at Avery, though.
Why?
He was trying to talk himself out of it. I'm not like this. I don't do this. And I just haven't seen him as... I guess that would fit with what his character's done before, try to control himself and be unable. But I just thought that he was really into April, and maybe this is his way of getting back at April.
J-April wasn't working, though. J-April, I feel like that those two just weren't right.
But do you... Okay, so Avery and Dr. Edwards, to me, are almost too similar.
Is it because they're both black? Or?
Not just both black. I mean, that is something. I feel like their personalities are sort of the same.
You think?
They're safe. They're good doctors. I don't feel like they're there to ruffle feathers. I feel like they're there to be the good person. And then given the option, they'll always go in that direction and choose the way that is decent. Well, and I don't know. Maybe they're... Strengths and weaknesses don't complete each other to me. Like, even them saying, no, I can't do this. I don't do this either. And then giving in at the same time. I'm not seeing give and take with them. I'm seeing two similar characters that are the male and female version of each other.
Well, let's see what the afterbuzzers have to say. Guys, hit us up online and let us know how you feel about Edwards and Avery. And then you can also go to iTunes and rate us. We love to get your feedback. Give us 5 stars. You can leave comments. You can talk with us. We respond. It's great. Rate us. Download us on iTunes. Boom. Do it. And it's always great to hear their opinions of the doctors, because I've had some people online on YouTube like that love Crow and that love J-Girl that are like, what are you guys talking
about? Especially, I love it when us as the cast disagree and then people will back one of us up.
Right.
That's really fun. And also, if you want to bring your friends into the Grey's community, we would absolutely love that.
Sure, because there's some Grey's. I actually found a Grey's wiki that has everything. That talks people's this like it's so intense. I was so blown away. Tonight's couple standout was Arizona and Callie, though, because you know now that Callie has been there for Arizona since she lost her leg, and she had a lot to do with that. Telling them to cut it off. I feel for Callie because it's really hard. Me being injured right now, my partner. He has to take care of me, you know, and when you're a prideful person that's used to being independent and stuff, it's very hard to be that, you know, and it's hard to relinquish that control and let someone help you. Mm-hmm. And so I really identify with Callie in Arizona. And I mean, I didn't lose a leg. I just had back surgery, but she lost a leg. And with that, you lose a limb and it's emotional. I mean, me laying in a bed for a week was emotional enough, so I can understand losing a limb. So for Callie to have to pick up the slack and really hold it together for both of them, I don't know how she does it. And plus, when you have something that's wrong with your body, it hurts your self-esteem a little bit because you're not all, you're kind of off, you know, you're not the same person you were before because you're, something's different, you know, you're mm-hmm. you're healing, you're not the same. So sexually, you know, there, something's going to be amiss. And tonight you saw a gap closed big time with Arizona and Cali.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because, quick backstory, my husband and I had been dating 1 month when I got in a terrible car wreck.
What?
It was awful. Yeah, I ran a stoplight without a seatbelt and an SUV T-boned me. It was a nightmare. So he came to the hospital. I had a neck brace on. We got engaged a month later.
Yeah.
Like one person taking care of the other person in spite of everything that comes with being injured, like the self-pity and, like you said, the lack of confidence, yeah, and then the physical tasks of having to care for somebody, it really draws people together.
Totally.
And so I think that Arizona realized in the moment whenever Callie told Bailey to run that she was really doing damage to her marriage. Like she was facing a lot, but I think that she saw from Callie's point of view that she needed to start giving a little bit more right. of herself, even if she didn't feel like she had that much to give.
And we said that, and we talked about that initially, that, and people online also said that, you know, Arizona will come around. This is a,
right.
she, you know, and you finally see that, that she's like, well, oh my gosh, you know, like she wakes up. She, because for the first four episodes, or for since up until today, up until tonight's episode, Arizona's kind of been moody and not very receptive. And when they got the room at the inn and they were going to be intimate, I knew that was going to happen, where it wasn't going to, they weren't going to do anything because she still wasn't ready. It's steps.
I didn't know. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I did. It's steps, you know, because, and Callie is always, no problem, Arizona.
If I you know.
But it's
yeah,
steps.
Callie, I mean, Arizona said, it doesn't have anything to do with you. I'm not ready.
Right.
And that moment for me, and I'm sure for Callie too, took away a lot of anger towards Arizona's attitude over yeah. the past few months.
Right. Because you got her. You felt for her. You can identify with her and be like, you know what? And then and she said, you know, we can just make out. Ain't nothing wrong with a good old school makeout section.
Excuse me. And as somebody who's done a lot of different marriage and relationship education counseling, most of the problems that you experience in your relationship can be solved by sharing your point of view, your deeper feelings, and offering your partner a view at what's going on inside your brain. Right. And I feel like that's what she did. It was really healthy. And the way that Callie approached her whenever she admitted how she was feeling was beautiful. It caused a big bond between me and those characters who I'm not always a fan of and them together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we have the bride and the groom.
Right. Bailey. Who I thought through most of this episode, it was going to call it off. I did not think the wedding was going to happen.
Right. Like all the other weddings that, okay, a Gray's wedding, and honestly, Meredith and Derek, they've been the most successful. In spite of, but every Gray's wedding has started great and ended it tragically. So I thought for sure they're going to call off as well, that mm-hmm. she was going to say, you know, I can't do this. I'm too ambitious. I'm a surgeon. You know, Tuck Jr., drama, you know, I can't. And no.
He said, are you sure you want to marry me? And she wasn't. But then he said, are you sure you love me? And she was.
Right. It was almost like Post-its wedding 2.0.
I know. We thought they were going to get married at the hospital again, or just not get married, but decide to be together forever.
Yeah. Because they were essentially giving wedding vows, saying wedding vows right there, you know, yeah. outside of the OR.
It was sweet when he's like, you want to be with me forever, even if it's 3 months between the times that we see each other.
And he said, you know, I'm in LA. She said that I'm an ambitious surgeon. You know, I love my career. I don't want that to damage our relationship. I'm afraid. I'm scared. And he's like, girlfriend, calm down. He said, it's not like I'm waiting at home mm-hmm. cooking you a roast. You know, right. I'm in Los Angeles pursuing my dreams. It's good. I get it. And it, being in a relationship where you finally meet someone that gets you and understands is such a so refreshing and makes you want to be with them even more, because for a long time you make mistakes. Bailey made mistakes with Tucker, and you're kind of tarnished and a little bit scarred from that, and you're not confident in the decisions that you're going to make going forward, because you don't want to. It's almost like you procrastinate a relationship. You have all these things you want to say, and you have all these things that need to be said and that need to happen, but you're afraid because, well, what if I make the wrong decision and history repeats itself?
Mm-hmm.
So you have this building, and so when you're finally able to just relinquish all that and just let it go, it's like, oh my God, the floodgates of relief just pour all over you. It's like sweet, sweet serenity, I guess. I don't know.
It was exactly what needed to happen. Yeah. I think their wedding day was better because of this whole thing.
Yes.
5 hours late, people sitting there, whether she got her macaroni and cheese balls or not. I feel like that led them into their marriage with such a strong foundation.
Yeah.
It was a really sweet moment. Right when they're standing there, they switch to the wedding and they're standing at the altar, have the full-on gorgeous wedding that Ben wanted.
And Bailey made a pretty bride. I almost always wonder, like,
because I didn't like her dress, but from here up, she looked
great.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when Christina got married, when Crowan happened, she was brown and it was just not... That wedding to me was like, this is not right. This is... Okay, this is a thrown together wedding. And this didn't make sense. It was almost like, okay, you're married, done.
Yeah.
At Meredith's house, the end. But this was nice. I'm glad that they actually took the time to really do it up, that everyone was there. It was great to see the interns there, the doctors there, even Bailey's mom and dad were there, because, you know, last season they had issues. The dad was, you know, really upset about Bailey getting divorced, not telling them, and choosing, you know, choosing her career over her son and being a mother and being a wife and things of that nature. So I'm glad that that got all worked out.
And they jumped over the broom.
Yes. And Julie, you were like, what is that?
I said, what are they doing? Jason's like, that's custom, or right. that's a cultural thing.
It's a cultural thing with African-Americans, especially down south, that they jump the broom.
And it shocked me because I had seen that movie, talked about that movie, talked to the maker of that movie, and I was just like, oh, it's all coming together right now.
Epiphany.
I know, right?
A broom epiphany.
And then I was just like, racked through all the weddings I've ever been to think if they'd done that before, but I don't think I would have asked then.
Yeah.
That
it's
was...
it's popular down south, excuse me, amongst African-American culture. That's what, I mean, when I get married, I'm not jumping a broom, but...
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I want to. I wonder if I did, if people would be like, she is such a poser.
Crazy. So, onto relationships, we have Crowan. And tonight was a major breakthrough for them, and it was very sad, actually. And you know, as much as I don't like them together tonight, I felt for them. It was sad, but happy at the same time, because you finally see Owen not being such a barbarian. His character is so barbaric in a sense. He's always like, Christina, you know, he always has that, like, indention in his forehead.
And even when he's smiling, his eyes look like he's, what am I doing?
Like he's constipated or something. Like he needs to have a really bad bowel
right
movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. But tonight, they signed the divorce papers and...
But it was weird because they had just had this lovely moment together as a couple. They just hooked up and then they decided to sign the divorce papers. And I felt like they looked into each other's eyes and had one of the most honest conversations that they had ever
finally
had as a couple. Yeah.
Finally.
It's like they weren't trying to hurt each other. They weren't trying to string the relationship along, nor end it. They were just discussing it as it is. And it was really blatant that we all knew that. All they do is hurt each other.
Yeah, and that's what he said. And it was like that John Mayer song, All We Ever Do Is Say Goodbye.
Yeah.
Same thing with them. And it was like Owen, for once, was not hyper-masculine. He just told Christina, by signing these papers, we will no longer hurt each other.
And she didn't have walls up. She responded with tears, and she agreed with them.
Yeah. And then, and you saw, after she signed it, they were in love again. It was like, it was what they needed to bring them closer together. It was almost as if they were... It was cathartic, I guess. I mean, what I got from that, Julie, was that it was a relief. It was finally done, and it was like, thank you for letting me go, but I still love you, you know. And even he was crying, and I've never seen him cry like that before. I mean, he cried after he choked her.
He cried when he was apologizing about sleeping with another woman too. But that moment, I felt like maybe a lot of couples who finally reach the point where they want to get divorced have that moment. Where it's really like, I still love you, I still respect you, I value everything that we have, but yeah. I am at peace with the decision we made.
Right.
Do you think that's what they're doing? They're at peace with getting a divorce, or do you think they are getting divorced for the sake of the plane crash?
I honestly feel tonight it was for the sake of them. That it has to be, because if Shonda wrote that, it would have cheapened the whole experience. For that kind of emotion to have been displayed tonight and the way it came together, if it was just for the plane crash, then it would have been phony. I would be sorely disappointed. I think, honestly, it was for them.
I don't think they were being martyrs for the plane crash.
No.
I think that this may would have come to be if that weren't even part of the story.
It would have come to pass, for sure. For sure. Ugh.
So what do you think's going to happen with those guys now? Do you think that they're... I don't think that relationship is done.
No.
No, not even a little bit. I don't even think they'll see other people, at least not this season.
Well, they're in love. He loves her. They love each other, you know, and
they're not leaving each other's space, so that's going to be hard to separate.
Right. I mean, So, but I do think that going forward, though, this will be a catalyst for some drama within the plane crash. And let's talk about that real quick. The plane crash. I keep saying honestly tonight. I don't know, I'm being really honest.
That's fine. We love transparency in here.
I'm being really transparent. The plane crash now, I'm glad they took a break from that storyline because it was too stiff.
It was never good.
It was not moving for me. When you bring in, they brought in Roma Mafia, who played Liz on Nip Tuck. I can't see her as anything else but the lesbian doctor on Nip Tuck, and all these suits, you know, all these lawyers and people, you know, throwing out this legal jargon, and it's just like no Grace, give me the music, give me emotion. You watch Grace to feel, you know,
right.
I don't watch, you watch Grace to feel and get educated on all kinds of different medical procedures, you know.
Seriously, if I wanted to watch a courtroom drama, there are at least 15 shows going on in every time slot that I could catch that.
Yeah, I could watch Suits or Ally McBeal reruns
or any of the 19 Law and Orders.
Truth. Hashtag truth. And so with the plane crash storyline, I know it's going to come back. It's probably going to be the arc, because for next week's preview.
That's it. That's like all they showed.
Right. So I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm glad that they took a backseat and we got to get a break from that because it's just too much. It's like they should have settled and been done with it and then moved on to different storylines, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But apparently it's supposed to get really thick and really heated with this plane crash situation.
Oh my gosh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But so we ended the relationships with Karev and Joe having more sparks than ever. Drunk as skunks, hanging out in a hotel room, having a blast. I actually did laugh pretty hard at that.
Yeah, well, you know, Joe actually has got some skills. She's all, if you cry, you can get anything you want. But when a man cries, it's weird.
And so they cried together for being fake. I didn't think that was that funny.
I thought
laugh.
It was great.
I didn't think it was funny. I thought, okay, it was sort of funny when he's like, we're both obviously really drunk. That was funny. And then whenever the guy came into the hotel room, she threw something at him. Hardest I laughed the whole episode. So that's obviously going places. And then, of course,
Edwards and Avery
hooking up in the car after swearing they wouldn't.
I love how the windows really fogged up.
I know. It was so Titanic.
Yeah. So good. So good. And then, you know, he's taking off his clothes and she's like, do you want me to put it on? She's like, no, don't you ever put it back on. I was like, yes, Edwards. You be that hot minx, you.
Yeah. And then on to the shocker of the night.
Shocker of the night.
The subtle shocker of the night. It took me a second to deal with it. So after the happiness of the wedding, Bailey is standing there dancing with her now husband. It's a beautiful moment. Richard shows up.
Richard. And you know, they had kind of like a father, because Bailey and the chief have always been like, mm-hmm. you know, they've been really tight. Right hand man.
I'm sure if her dad had passed away and she didn't have brothers, he would have walked her down.
For sure. Yeah. For sure.
Oh, but back to Adele, the last that we had left off at the hospital.
She survived. She's great.
They did some surgeries and saved her. They did some sort of experimental heart procedure that Richard suggested. All is well. She woke up. She recognized him. It was lovely.
Of course, and yeah.
But of course.
Twisted. Shonda Rhimes. Twisted.
I should have known.
Should have known. Twisted.
I shouldn't have let that get to me. I shouldn't have been too happy. I was waiting for a punch in the face.
But it was brilliant, though, because she woke up and she remembered him and was like, Richard, oh. And don't feel bad for Loretta Devine. She is one hardworking lady. She is on three other shows right now. Client list. She's like working her ass off. So if you're leaving Grey's, trust me, you're not going to miss a paycheck, okay? But she wakes up and they have a moment and they cry. Okay. And then
he shows up at the wedding. Bailey looks at him all happy. Ding, ding. Hey, Richard. Meredith knows. She has a sense about these things. Richard's like a father to her. She goes up to him and says, you're here. When did it happen? I didn't catch on at this point. Still didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, no, because
no.
I was like, well, why is he crying? Like, is he crying because he's happy about Bailey, or, you know, and for Weber to cry is a big deal for, because mm-hmm. you, honestly, he's been one of the only dudes that hasn't cried a lot on Grey's.
Mm-hmm. And it's because he takes everything in stride.
Yeah.
He doesn't freak out as much as the rest of them. Yeah. Wasted or balanced.
You know.
It's similar.
and he says, you know, she had a heart attack. We cured the aneurysm, but her heart can take the procedure and she had a heart attack.
So, big shocker / non-shocker, because all the viewers knew this was going to happen, Adele kicked the bucket.
Finally.
People, not just Jason, but other people in the station.
Marissa.
Hello. She said she came into the room. Did Adele finally die?
She's like, did Adele kick the bucket? You're like, yes, Marissa, she died.
And Kelly, who's not here tonight, who's been predicting this since the start of the season. Yep. I was probably satisfied, but I was super sad.
Yeah, I think it was sad, Julie, because the way it happened. First, I think you're sad because you were shocked that it happened that way.
Yeah.
But the whole emotion of tonight's show was just like there were so many different emotions that were going on.
Crowing. Well, then they showed Bailey dancing, and then they changed it to Adele and Richard dancing on their wedding
day. Funny Valentine.
And oh, it just broke my heart. There's nothing like spouses leaving the other spouse behind. Even if they'd had a strange year with memory loss. Oh, my goodness. I lost it for a little bit there. I did not think I was attached to Adele. And I guess I wasn't. I guess I was feeling Richard's grief.
Ooh, yeah.
And seeing him at a wedding the day his bride passed away.
Yeah, it was sad. It was sad. You know, and Julie, you touched on something that has always fascinated me about Richard and Meredith. There was an episode about season 7 where Meredith was protecting this little girl from her mother.
Right, yes.
And you know, Meredith told Richard chastised Meredith, and she's like, look, you're not my father, you don't get to talk to me this way, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the episode, Richard realized that Meredith was protecting this girl because she wasn't protected.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a moment where he said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I bawl every time I say that because she lays her head on his shoulder, and like they have a moment where she's like, she felt protected. And I think that those two have the best storyline out of everything on Grey's. That whole
really, yeah, that is your favorite storyline.
The Meredith, everything Ellis and Weber storyline is so good.
It really is intriguing
because it's carried.
It goes back decades before we even knew the characters,
deep.
Before the show even started. That's one of the things I love about it.
Who thinks of this stuff? Seriously, I mean, who writes that? Just the way it unfolded is just brilliant. It blows my mind. Shonda and your team of writers, kudos to you for always having breathtaking, exquisite storylines, because that is one that just keeps on getting better and better and keeps on blossoming.
And I would say, again, kudos to the writers for pulling off Adele's death, which we all saw coming, in a beautiful, touching way.
Yeah.
As a viewer, didn't think I would enjoy that moment, and I didn't, but God, did I feel it. Oh, it was really powerful.
Deaths are always pretty powerful on Grey's.
Even if we just met the person and they're impaled with some sort of metal rod with another human
being.
They're always powerful. It's true.
For sure.
Even when the bikers reunited and he gets accepted into the gang, they just have a way of provoking emotion. It's lovely.
Yeah. I mean, when George got hit by the bus, shocked. Lexi gets crushed by the plane, shocked. Mark dies, shocked. You know, it's just, no one does death like Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I know.
Danny.
Oh my gosh. Danny, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. All right, well, you know what? Let's move on to news.
I'm sure the brighter things are ahead for Richard, but for now, I just want to sort of weep with him, and we will see.
Well, let's have a moment of silence for Adele. Okay.
All right.
I also hope that Richard gets someone else comes along besides Catherine Avery. I don't like them together.
I do. I like them together.
You do?
I do. They are both powerful, but he's powerful in a way that's sturdy, and she's powerful in a way that is like a sassy bulldozer. I think they're a great couple.
Well, we'll see.
I agree.
We'll
I like them.
You do? You two
I like them.
Yeah.
Together.
Well, let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Julie, what do you have for us this week?
It was not hard to find news and gossip because it has been a huge week for Grey's Anatomy fans. Last night at the People's Choice Award, it won Favorite Network TV Drama from the people.
That's good. That's good.
And then the lovely Ellen Pompeo won Favorite TV Dramatic Actress.
Which is cool because people didn't like Meredith.
Right,
People hated her, you know, and Grey's was not winning for a long time. And the People's Choice, you're voted on by the people, and there's so many other dramas that are on TV that can compete.
Well, that's what she said. She gave one of my favorite acceptance speeches I've ever seen. She got up there and said, this show is in its 9th season. And she just talked about the love affair that she had with the fans and how they're so delighted to see her. She's so delighted to see them and said that she has been blessed by the fans more than she ever expected.
Yeah, she's not on Twitter. I don't know. What is that?
And so I feel like 9 seasons. Everybody's really having a love fest right now. And congratulations to the show. Emmys or not, it is definitely an accomplishment to get a People's Choice Award for Actress and Show 9 seasons in.
And again, you're voted on by the people, not by some Academy, you know.
Right.
And that's what matters. We're the ones buying the DVDs, downloading it on iTunes, DVRing it.
And we know from doing this show, Grace fans have a niche. They are people that have devoted 9 years of their life to the show, not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
And the other news and gossip, or the news that I've gotten, Patrick Dempsey, have you guys heard about his coffee endeavor?
Yeah, Tully's.
Yeah, totally crazy. He owns a company called Global Baristas. And when Tully's, which was a really large coffee chain in Seattle, was going out of business for bankruptcy, he was bidding with some of the largest names in coffee and won the bid to buy out Tully's for $9.15 million.
Is he worth a lot now?
Looks like it. Well, he beat out Starbucks and immediately tweeted, "We met the green monster, looked her in the eye, and she blinked. We got it. Thank you, Seattle."
Awesome.
Yeah, but apparently they're not taking no for an answer. Starbucks has combined their bid with another company to try to beat down Patrick Dempsey. It's literally one of the biggest corporations in the world beating him down, and I am 100% on his side.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. We'll keep you guys updated on this situation. But in the meantime, have yourself some Tully's coffee.
Please do. Please do. Maybe they'll have a drink called the McSteamy.
I would totally buy it.
McDreamy, non-fat.
Oh my gosh, they could start combining all of the names. Oh, I love it.
Wait, I want a cold Meredith.
It would actually be like a cold Christina.
A cold Christina. Can I get a dark and twisty Meredith?
I love it. This joke just keeps being funny.
Right, there you go. All right, y'all. Predictions. Let's do this.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I don't have any predictions about relationships. I don't.
Why?
I just don't.
Just throw it out there.
I mean,
I feel like you, Jason, have such respect for the writers that you don't even like to predict what's going to happen.
I don't, because...
But just throw it out there. What do you think? What do you want?
I would love to see Kareb and Joe really... Because the relationships are just so surface right now. They're not... Nothing is intense for me like the veteran relationships. So the new ones are, whatever. Okay. But I would like to see Joe and Kareb. Maybe go, because they have a lot in common. They were orphans or foster kids, whatever. They've, you know, raised out in the back. I would like to see Edwards open up a little bit more with Avery. I would like to see more character development with the interns, because they're powerful stuff this season. As far as the veteran characters, I would like to see Christina and Owen blossom and not be married, but still have a good friendship, a good partnership. Meridair, whatever. Bailey, whatever. Callie in Arizona, come together.
You are right about those relationships having definite substance.
Yeah, you know, have come together and really just get over the hump. Get over the hump. Get over the get over the stump. I know. Hey, look. and the plane crash. Let's just have that come to an end and have it not be as intense as it needs to be.
Oh my goodness! I predict Joe and Karev, not quite yet, but definitely this season is going down. And I think that Avery's going to give it a go with the new doctor. But ultimately, I feel like this is going to cause lots of ruffles with April, and they're going to end up back together later
with
this
April.
Season.
Ooh.
Or maybe it'll just be one of those long-term love triangles, like Teddy, Christina, and Owen.
Teddy.
Yeah.
I miss Teddy.
Me too. I miss Izzy. I miss Teddy. I miss George. You know, I would love for the series finale of Grey's Anatomy, God forbid, for Izzy to come back.
Never
Catherine
gonna
Heigl
happen.
To come back.
She burned that bridge.
Let's rebuild that bridge. It's all about rebuilding bridges.
And then my other prediction would be that Richard gets back together with Avery's mom. And what do you think is going to happen with Owen's job next week? Because we saw in previews for the next week, it's all about the plane crash. They get a settlement, and it is hefty.
Well, there's $10 million a person.
Right. Yeah, lots, which is wonderful for them. But they said there will be fallout they never expected.
I'm not going to say that word ever again. I think that the settlement will come at the expense of the hospital, and it could possibly jeopardize the future of the hospital.
That's a good prediction.
You know,
I like
that there's so much money involved.
And now that you say that, for the first time ever, I might be interested in this storyline.
Right? That'll be the only way that this plane crash could be good. You know, there's a lot of money and the hospital closes.
Yeah. It is so good to see you guys. We are really stoked to be back. Look forward to see you next week.
Yes, happy 2013. You guys can find me online at Jason J. Carter Fan page and on Twitter at JJC Forever. Mwah!
And I'm Julie Parton. You can find me on Twitter at JulieParTin. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week.
See you guys next week. Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.